out of my head, that's sweet, I open my eyes to take a peek. To find that I don't smile in the stinging, gazing with trembling melody. And if I'm not a leader, then I can come sneakers for homes up and up and up and up. And if I'm not a leader, then I can come sneakers for homes up and 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 up.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to episode 116 of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I'm your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me today. As we listen to our theme, Hurdy Gurdy Man, what I wanted to do today is focus on the angry hurdy-gurdy man, the really pissed off, angry, hurdy-gurdy man. Welcome. This will not be an easy show today. And I just have so many, like probably many of you, so many things that we're angry about. Anger about the state of division in this country, the United States of America, the ongoing racial injustice, inequities, so many things. And again, I don't want to be totally a downer, but we have to deal with our anger. And so today's program is on anger management. No, it's not going to be like a psychological, you know, therapy, music therapy treatment center that we're going to run here live from Radio Free Brooklyn as a public service. But we're going to listen to songs about anger, about how to deal with anger, how to manage your anger if you can. I mean, it is a very powerful emotion, anger. And we all have it, just like we have good emotions, we have bad emotions, hard emotions, really problematic ways of dealing with the world. And we've seen a lot of this lately in the capital of the United States, Washington, last week, and the enablers and all of the language around inciting and impeachment and all these really disturbing elements of our society. In some ways, it does seem like it's falling apart. And on top, you have COVID-19 and its variants that are really, of course, wreaking havoc. So all these events are clearly going to cause great anger. And musicians, artists, songwriters have always dealt with every single aspect of human existence, including anger. So today, I'm going to start with a couple of tracks. I'm going to jump around a bit. Everything from the kind of a soul R&B, little hip-hop, definitely some dark metal, heavy metal, if you will, goth, darkness, and of course some classics. In fact, let's start with a classic, probably one of the greatest angry songs from the Rolling Stones.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. Time for change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank. When the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my.
So what exactly is anger? We know it's a very human emotion, and it's in your body. It's a natural response to threats, a sense of injustice, disappointments, feeling powerless. In that context, I can certainly understand collective acts of violence, but reject it. What are the signs of it? Well, we watched this. We watched it, and boy, did it make me angry. Adrenaline rush, you know, tense muscles, sunrise in your blood pressure. Affects the quality of your life. Clenched fists, jaws. Your body responds physically to this anger. But there's all kinds of anger. I mean, it could be political, it could be over, you know, being treated unfairly in a relationship. All sorts of aspects of anger. Very many varieties of it. Here's one, Slow Burn from Becca Stevens.
What's it? What's that song? I'm a slow burn, and you're a quitter. Are you mad I didn't burn out like you? Now it's my turn, so you're bitter. And all you wanna do is blame me every time you lose.
Private things I do. make you sit your anger, destroy your soul.
Marvin Gaye with Anger from his Here My Dear recording. And of course anger can take many forms, and it can be used in many ways and abused in many ways. One of the groups that I listened to back in the day was Tool, who were always associated with kind of being angry, but they were not as such really angry. Although there is a song in their repertoire from Undertow, their Undertow recording, and I'm going to play it. And it's very clear that Maynard Keynes, the vocalist from Tool, he says, quote, "The songs are very angry, but anger is a constructive emotion. Hate is not. We're not about hate. We're about anger and emotion and intense release of feelings and working through those feelings." Here's Swamp Song from Tool.
Why don't you watch what you want?
and no one told you to come. And here's another quote unquote angry group of musicians, and rightly so. And Maynard actually sings on the bridge to this as well. So Maynard Keene's angry young man, but well-placed anger. You have to know how to deal with anger. You can't just go crazy, or else you'll end up in that bog like those morons did at the Capitol last week. So yeah, there goes Mr. Morello showing off his impressive chops. Rage Against the Machine, Know Your Enemy. There you go. Anger, you need to know the target. And while we stay on this mainstream sort of tack for another song, here's Sane Anger from Metallica. Can music therapy ameliorate or alleviate anger? Well, yeah. There's a lot of music therapists that are that work with music. More kind of the relaxation music or story music that you can find some relationship. You can identify with a story in a song and in that way work out the anger. You are listening to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs on Radio Free Brooklyn, community internet radio here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Jorge. We are focusing on anger management, sane anger in the background, and interesting thing I was, occurred to me that maybe if there was still live performances of this kind of music, this kind of, you know, heavy metal, Metallica music, this Tool, this Rage Against the Machine, that is a cathartic for a lot of white men, young white men with nowhere to go, sense of powerlessness, that this is where a lot of it gets worked out. That's a theory. but one, of course, there are other forms of, let's pull it back a little bit to discuss the anger of around a coup d'etat, you know, since it's so relevant and contemporary. And so here's a track, totally different direction. But here at Radio Free Brooklyn, especially on Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, we are not limited by any boundaries or genres or styles or approaches or, you know, concepts. We are really eclectic, free form, as they say. So here's a track that goes back to the relationship in between the people of Chile and the state, and particularly the events around the Pinochet coup against the Salvador Allende. Estadio Chile.
Somos 5,000 aquí en esta parte de la ciudad. This is the last poem written by a man named Victor Jara of Chile. It was 11 years ago, September 11th. Your tax dollars and mine paid to overthrow the government down there. About 5,000 people were rounded up and put in a big stadium. It was a scene of horror, the people being executed, tortured. Then the captain of the guards recognized Victor Jara. But this last poem that he wrote was smuggled out. And I'll just give you a literal translation. We are 5,000 here in this little part of the city. We are 5,000. How many more will we be in the whole city and the country? 10,000 hands which could seed the field, make run the factory. How much humanity with hunger, pain, panic and terror. There are 6 of us lost in space among the stars. 1 dead, 1 beaten like I never believed a human could beings could be so beaten. The other 4 wanting to leave all the terror. 1 leaping into space. others beating their heads against the wall, all with their gazes fixed on death. The military carry out their plans with precision. Blood is medals for them. Slaughter is the badge of heroism. Oh my God, was it for this you created the world? Was it for this the 7 days of amazement and toil? The blood of compañero presidente is stronger than bombs, is stronger than machine guns. Oh, you song, you come out so badly when I must sing the terror. What I see, I never saw. What I felt and what I feel must come out. Ara brotar el momento. Ara brotar el momento.
Those are the words of Victor Jara, Chilean. And the story of Chile is somewhat reminiscent of this past few days. Chile, which had been hailed as a beacon of democracy and political stability, particularly in South America, where many of the nations have been, the states have been plagued by juntas, the old caudillismo, you know, the old hierarchies, upper class, oligarchies, and it collapsed with the help of the United States. And I don't buy so much of the chickens coming home to roost kind of argument. I think it's much more complex, but it was a brutally horrible event on September 11th of 1973, as Mr. Pete Seeger pointed out there, and using the words of Victor Jara, who was expressing the unstoppable power of the people and also his anger. And now I turn to what I call kind of a play on Josh Kuhn's idea of auditopia. I call it dystopia, where you create spaces with sound, with records, with music, to address, to create a space for yourself where perhaps there might be some expression and understanding of what your world is and why you're so angry. And here's one of the greatest exponents, in my opinion, Mr. Michael Jira with Swans. This is from Filth, Big Strong Boss, another expression of anger.
We'll be right back.
have Swans with Big Strong Boss. And yeah, what do you listen to when you're angry? I mean, this is something that it's hard to get people to open up about. What do you listen to when you're angry? What makes it, you know, what breaks through that anger? Can it be broken through? You know, the physical therapist, the music therapist, rather, they'll play you some Enya or maybe some Rihanna or Courtney Shane, something along those lines. Some people turn to like the hard, you know, kind of Rage Against the Machine, for example, Killing in the Name, and the track I played before from Rage, Know Your Enemy. But System of a Down, all these bands, you know, 3 Days Grace, I Hate Everything About You. But hate, again, is a different emotion. Here we're talking about anger and justifiable anger on every level is something that has to be worked through. And musicians are fantastic. Music, as we know, works to do many things. And one thing that it does is getting out that anger, it can dissipate it, can break it up. Here's one from Lovage.
Me this way.
little bit of a little taste of anger issues from traitors lashing out is the bonus track from that album. I want to thank you again for joining me here on Radio Free Brooklyn's Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. Every Tuesday at 2 p.m. we live stream, and it'll be available as a podcast on our archives. Check out at radiofreebrooklyn.org or .com. Please support us. Please help Radio Free Brooklyn continue to bring you this really unusual, special programming that we have here. Check out our schedules here on Tuesdays are just fantastic. Black and Blues, I mean, just incredible, incredible team of community DJs working really hard to bring you the best in music and things that you wouldn't hear in this context. And today the context is anger management, if there is such a thing. You know, it's a selection of songs about how to manage your anger, and there are so many things to be angry about, obviously. I'm going to return here to a more mainstream piece from The Who.
If I can't speak my truth for fear of being abused, I might as well be a mute, my voice never used. I'll be maligned, I'll be distant and trolled. If I can't be aligned, I'll be thrown in a cold. I don't think I've ever felt so out on the margin. I'm too old to fight the machetes and blades. I feel like a leper, like handing my cards in, like I don't have the right to join the parade. Forward and back, my bones disengage, they splinter and crack. Defying the clock in warlock's rampage, drop all the lines, I'm rocking and rage, rocking. Get it down on the page. You know you must write. You know you must rage. You might learn to fly, get out on the stage, but you might as well lie unless you can rage. I don't think I've ever felt so out on the margin. I'm too old to fight the machetes and blades. I feel like a leper, like in, like I don't have the right to join the parade. I'm rocking in rage, well past my prime, denying the curtain, wasting no time. So this is the karma, the death before age. Rocking rage,
thank you for joining me today on this episode of Anger Management. As we listen to Thug from Swans from the Cop Young God album, I appreciate you joining me every Tuesday here at Hurdy Gurdy Songs. We're going to go out, but we'll be back next week, and we have something very special planned for next week. So stay tuned and continue to support us here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Until best time, take care of yourselves. Get that anger out. Express it. But do it in a way that does not hurt anyone. We all feel it. We all need to get past it. And we will. Together. Until next time, this is Jorge.
I like to take men's to the end for 2 milli. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, that's an audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back, came in and go out alone black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government, Dumoulin. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? I wrote this one in BCDCO section. If you don't believe me, go get bagged and checked in. Cell number 17 up under the top bunk. I say this not to be mean, was bad luck a pop junk. Pop the trunk on C-Cypher Punk, leave him left scraped. God forbid, if ain't no escape, blame MF tape. Definition super villain, a killer who loved children. One who is well skilled in destruction as well as building. My city seller teaches the trife to be trifer. I'm trading science fiction with my man, a live lifer. A pipe, a holler, a rhyme, a dollar and a dime. Do his thing, ring around the white collar crime. Get out my face, asking about my case, need toothpaste. Professor Mint, monkey style nigga to death to death. And dope fiends still in their teens. Shook niggas turn witness. Real men's mind their own business. That's the difference between sissy pissy rappers is double dutch. How come I hold a microphone double clutch? COs make rounds, never have ox found. On shakedown, lockdown, wet dreams of Fox Brown. On doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back where my brother went. That's what my tumor say. Right up on my government, Dumoulin. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? Doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back to the essence. Read it off the tomb, either engraved or unmarked grave, who's to say? Pass the mic like pass the peas like they used to say. Some MFers don't like how Sally walk. I tell y'all fools is hella cool, her lady from Cali talk. Never let it interfere with the Yeti ghetto slang. Nicknames off nipple and tip of nipples metal fang. Known amongst hoes for the bang bang. Known amongst foes for flow without no talking orangutans. Only gin and tang, guzzle out a rusty tin can. Me and this mic is like yin and yang. Clang, crime don't pay. Listen, you, it's like me holding up the line at the kissing booth. I took her back to the truck, she was uncouth. Spitting all out the sunroof, threw her missing tooth. But then she has a sexy voice, sound like Jazzy Joyce. So I turned it up fast.
Hi, I'm Michelle Schacht. Community-based independent media like Radio Free Brooklyn gives a voice to musicians you're not going to hear on mainstream media. Your support makes it possible.